Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this. When it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
How much would I need for that?
Yeah.
Like
everything that you make on stream, everything that you make on sponsorship, everything that you make on salary, and you have to do everything that you do today.
Well, I'm a minimalist, and I think people know this. I don't need a lot.
Oh, yeah.
How much? So I would say probably 20.
20 mil? Deal. Welcome, welcome to episode number 109 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the program. We have the Boston Major coming up, so we decided to bring in one of the most exciting, most explosive, most intense SMGs that have touched. We have three. We have one of the world's most renowned gamers in the world.
Whoa. First of all, don't just categorize me as an SMG. I was doing it all out there, man.
I take it back. You are correct. The flex, most explosive flex.
Flex main.
I was using the M4. I went from M4 to SCAR to VAS back to SCAR. I didn't know what was going on, bro.
Hey, but you did it.
I was doing that shit. And then I got trophy. Shit. And I was better with trophy. Which is so weird.
Can you explain what the difference is? Like, it's just like what does trophy do? I mean, besides, you
need a trophy as a mania. You were a main, but like,
yeah, but like, dude, the trophy was clutch.
Protects everyone.
Because you could just be on a heady, throw that, you know, and then boom, you're good. Just take the fuck out of that shit.
Dude, it's so
weird. I thought it gave you like a speed ability or something.
Nah, that's what that challenge does. And that's the thing though, like if you have Deddy as an AR, like you might be too fast.
Did I run trophy against Boston? I did, right?
Yeah, fuck
it. Dude, that's so weird. Because, like, I ran trophy the first day, then Deddy for, like, 3-4 days, and then we were like, let's switch back. Yeah. And then I switched back the day of the match and had Zinni badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember it was comedy because Kyler would literally just get a kill and throw the trophy as if he had, like, Deddy.
Oh, yeah. I was showing him everywhere.
I always forget. When you switch, you always forget.
Kyler would throw, like, a trophy that, like, at a cut that didn't matter at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
selfish trophies.
Straight up.
Damn.
I mean, dude. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was doing it.
So there's some strategy behind throwing that thing on the ground, huh?
Yeah, well, you need to throw it, like, you know, inside the hills or, like, you know. I mean, you can do it selfish at times, but mainly if I, like, cuts that matter the most, basically.
Let me ask you something. How much weight have you lost? Because you're looking fit, dude. You're doing push-ups, too? 20 pounds? But what, just by running or walking or eating right?
Running and then, like, not eating as bad. Like, I still eat like shit, but, like, I don't
eat. You eat like shit sometimes. I'm surprised. Like, sometimes, like, we'd be scrimming and I'd look to my right and Ant would have, like, a large meatball sub from Firehouse. I was like, what the fuck? You're eating that right now? And I'd smell it because I was still dieting.
He used to say, he's like, that shit don't get me slump. I'm 19.
Yeah, that's what I say. He was like, bro, you don't get like slump. I was like, no, I'm good.
Dude, it's impressive because I'd look over and I would be so mad because I would eat like my bowl of white rice and like meat and veggies and he'd have a meatball sub. Mm. And I was like, isn't fair.
He's running a lot though. Like,
oh yeah, he's running.
He's running.
Yeah, he's running.
I know my thing, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I was 195 at the end of the offseason. And then, like, I was like, yo, I'm, like, looking kind of rough. And then I just started running.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're 43, and you're like, man, I'm still super handsome, actually. I think I'm good.
What gray hairs?
You start eating rogue?
What gray hairs? Barely. Salt and pepper.
Oh,
pepper,
shit.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. Right? I see a couple, man.
Oh yeah, they're coming in nice.
Damn,
I can't wait to be like a better George Clooney. I want to ask you, Kyler. First of all, welcome to Optic. Super pleasure to have you. Always been one of my favorite people to watch ever since you came on the scene. Obviously, you went back to Halo. You did your thing there, and then you came back.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been
being a part, and you haven't yet experienced mm-hmm. the green wall on mm-hmm. your side. Mm-hmm. Chachi, let them know.
That's true. I haven't. Nah, Chachi, man, I'm excited.
This is criminal. Sorry, Kyler, go ahead.
Wait, what?
Huh?
What happened?
It's not like I've been playing in front of him for 12 years. No, go ahead, Kyler. Talk to me, man.
Nah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to experience it. I'm excited to experience it. I mean, I played against it, so I know how it is. But being a part of it, I definitely feel like will be a cool experience.
Yeah,
like, I'm excited for truly. Like, it's gonna be dope. What's
going on? Why do you keep?
Huh?
You got this guy.
Nothing. It's just funny. Himself. It's just funny.
Oh,
we
my God.
That was something that's always gonna be funny. I can always pull like the jealous card.
Yeah.
I'm always gonna pull it too because it's always funny. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Did you ask him how was it like playing in front of the green wall?
Well, I'm gonna ask you what it's like to wear glasses. Like, you've been wearing glasses all your life.
Exactly. I've been playing in front of the green wall my whole life.
So how was it?
It was dope, man. Kyler, please.
Was that the biggest change for you, right? Like,
oh yeah, no, 100%. I mean, bro, on Dallas Empire, everyone hated us. Like, well, not everyone, but like they hated Porter. So like.
Porter and Clay would like go at people.
Oh yeah, they were like, yeah, they were fucking, you're fucking shit and shit. You know what I'm saying? They were saying that to the fans. So once I go in the green wall,
first of all, if you fans, if you guys are up there talking shit, do not be all like, oh my God, I can't believe he talked to me like a human. If somebody yells at you because you're yelling at them, it's what's expected.
If you're going dish it, you better be able to take it, baby.
You better be able to dish it out
and don't get mad either.
Nah.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. And then yeah,
people were coming at us at the London event. Remember that?
I had no. Oh, dude, in London? Oh yeah,
that's when you came out of the shower.
Yeah,
yeah, and I was mind blown,
dude.
They kind of checked me out.
Wait, what do you mean? He came out of the shower.
I was walking down the hall, and like there were locker rooms.
I don't remember
this whole arena.
Dude, I was so locked that I don't even remember like seeing you. But apparently,
I mean, that's horrifying. He's locked in at that point.
So you're showering in front of you?
No. I didn't see him in the shower. Like, that would be another major weenie story. But he walked out of the door as I'm walking through the hall and his hair was all wet. And I was like, what the fuck, Kyler? Like, did you just get out of the shower? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what?
Is that all I said?
Huh?
Is that all I said?
Yeah, you were like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
That's actually
like,
funny.
Yeah, wait, do
you're
tell.
Like, yeah, I'm locked.
I didn't care, bro. I did not care. Yeah. I was just like,
that was comedy. I was mind blown. It threw me off.
Yeah.
Like, you just got out of the shower. I was like, he's coming to turn. Getting out of the shower before a match.
Did we get smoked 3-0?
In finals.
Because we got fried?
No. I don't know if we got. I think we did, bro.
I think you guys got slammed.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. I think I remember Pierce 1v3.
It was Petro, map 3. I remember. And I was shooting fucking bodies. I was going to each of your bodies, like, just shooting each one of you.
Yeah,
but it wasn't anything against y'all, obviously.
Yeah.
It was all Porter.
I mean, yeah.
All Porter.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That was that time for sure. Yeah. I remember that.
Fuck, you just scrolling Twitter mid podcast?
Listen, you guys continue your conversation. I'll do what I gotta do on this side. Continue. So what's the right there is where you, instead of being distracted by this, you should have said, so what was the meaning or like why'd you need a shower in the middle of a tournament?
It's hard not to be distracted when you're sitting here scrolling Twitter.
That's a good question.
I'm looking for a very specific topic.
Yeah, why did you shower?
That is a good question.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
Honestly.
While I'm scrolling, mind you.
I felt like I just wanted to in the moment.
You
like,
just wanted to do it,
like,
so you did?
Well no. It was one of those things like I just got done grinding. I don't really know. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know.
All I remember is that like...
Did I tell you guys?
Yeah, I remember like you're like, bro, man, I kind of want to take a shower. And I was like, I mean, dude, there are showers because I would go to the bathroom and like there was like showers.
Was it hot?
Nah, it was cold. I remember.
Was it? Yeah,
you took a cold shower?
No. Oh, you're asking it. He's saying outside, right?
Are you? No, saying I'm saying was shower. The shower like hot or cold?
It was hot back then.
Oh, I was gonna say if you took a cold shower,
wait, how would I even know?
Dude? Actually, it could have been cold.
That's like some cold blooded killer shit. Like you're taking a cold shower coming into a match.
That's what I do. That's different though.
That's what I do.
You
actually do that
sometimes? Yeah.
Wait, have you ever done that? You've never done that?
A cold shower?
A lot of times.
Yeah, I've done it like a couple times, but
like no, I'm saying like just cold, straight up cold. Like no, like warm, like cold.
Cold showers.
She goes different, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to... Flame sort of used to try to educate me on that. It's supposed to...
Shocks your nervous system.
It shocks your nervous system.
Yeah.
That's why people take those ice baths.
Ice baths.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one of those. In Texas, it's not like... It's not cold enough to have one.
What do you mean?
Like an ice bath, and you fill it up, and then you put it outside. It freezes overnight, but it's not cold enough in Texas to like consistently do that.
world champion, Mr. Chris Brennan, out of Next Generation MMA at in Frisco. He has a tub in his backyard, and him and his sons actively use it. Both of his sons are fighters also.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they probably live somewhere north or
Frisco.
Bro, it's good for your
live
hands
in Frisco.
Too.
Yeah. How does it freeze?
They throw fucking ice buckets in there. They throw they throw ice in there.
Oh, yeah. So they just throw. Yeah, I guess you could just throw the ice in yourself.
Yeah, you do that. You do that dumb.
But it's a lot cooler if you can like break it.
Yeah,
like TikTok.
Yeah, like they go out there with an axe and they got their shirt off and shit, and I'm like, damn. This guy's a macho man.
Yeah.
And then he axes the ice and then gets in.
See, when you say that you break the ice.
They're always bald. Why are they always bald, dude? I swear they're always bald.
When you say that, when I hear that you break the ice, I just picture like jagged ice. And then when you walk in there, your skin's already so like shocked by the thing that you just like anything is going to peel you off. So if you go in there and you catch it the wrong way, like you're going to catch something.
That's gross.
I haven't thought of that.
But. Yeah,
they're good for your hands too.
Do you do that?
Ice baths?
Not ice baths, but like is there like something that you do from a training perspective?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
You don't think somebody else does?
Ooh. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got
I
do have a question, believe it or not.
Well, let him answer.
I was going to say I do sometimes. I've been taking ice baths and stuff like that for performance. I feel like it keeps me sharp in the game. Focus.
I was going to say, do y'all ever ice your hands yet?
I've done it. I mean, that's basically
I've
the same
thing.
I've
done it back in Halo 5.
Yeah.
Like, back when, like, because one of my teammates, he was like, yeah, I got to ice my hands, like, after every session. And I was like, wait, why do you ice your hands?
Nah, I mean, not really. I just do the ice bath, so it's basically the same
thing. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
So you don't? Or you do?
I did it in Halo 5 just to try it out.
You don't anymore?
Yeah.
No.
You should. You should stay on top of
it. Wait, actually, no. I think I did it, remember, you were saying it, like, before Major 1 or something like that. You're like, dude, you guys got to do it. So then I tried it.
Yeah,
I just for like 10 minutes, and literally my hands were just like, this is numb. Or not numb, but
then
like,
the next day you wake up and they feel insane.
Nah, they felt, they felt like.
Yeah. Because I did it.
Wait, what is the science behind it? Like, why does
it's
it?
It's just
like,
anti-inflammatory. Like, it reduces swelling, inflammation, all that. Like, all the bad stuff, it just helps with.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Stay on top of it early so that doesn't build up.
So, wait, what's good?
Y'all should be icing your hands. Take it from me.
So, what's good from, so what's
Kyle,
the difference between.
23.
So you're still good for like two more years. You should start now.
I'm good, bro.
You should start right now. That's what I said.
You're good,
right?
Yeah. Nah, my hands feel nice right now.
Huh? What were you saying?
You stay on top of yours?
Oh, yeah. I keep up with myself. That's for sure. Yeah.
Do you take, like, from a diet perspective, exercise perspective, like, you stay on top of yourself?
Yeah, definitely.
See, I fuck with that because a lot of players don't.
Even if it's like even if it's little.
Everyone else.
You can tell who?
Everyone else. Well, I'm not saying like diet or anything. I'm just saying
that should matter.
I'm saying like self care. Like I feel like COD players don't really
they don't. Yeah.
I know the older guys do,
because
you have to.
Yeah.
But like the younger guys, you can get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Even if it's like
I didn't get ahead of it, and I wish I did.
Yeah. No, that's facts, bro. Even if it's like something little, like the littlest like movement, that shit helps. For sure.
Like walking, like all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why I actually like enjoy running.
Like, dude, we sit on our.
It's good for your health, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, even after you're running, you're still sitting down for 8 hours. So like,
there's no
countering it fully because like eight hours of sitting down straight and sometimes longer than that. I mean, you guys play eights after, like you're looking at 10 hours every day. Like, dude, that shit adds up.
It does.
I mean, I got a crazy nerd neck. Like my neck's always out. I try
You know what we should actually do? We should actually do a content session of just like getting our backs cracked for like gamers. You know what I'm saying? That would actually be like a really good... Like content.
You want like a jack dude to do it, right?
No, just someone to correct me, dude. Because I know my shit's fucked, surely, right? Like,
yeah.
So you're saying that you want the company to pay for some of your health care, your self care?
Nah, I'll pay for it. It's like $100, no?
This is the wrong answer, man. I was trying to set y'all up,
man.
Should be taking care of them.
No.
Oh, shit.
They should be getting weekly massages.
Okay, go ahead.
Weekly corrections.
I support it.
Manicures, pedicures.
What'd you say? Corrections?
Corrections.
Okay, I thought you said erections.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure these young spry men are good in that department.
You completely derailed my train of thought because you started talking about
it. You derailed me.
They should be getting manicures, pedicures, take care of their nails.
You should get that right now.
What are you talking about?
Look at them.
Things. I have deep nail beds. I have like deep nail beds, so you can't.
Aubrey can paint a mural on them long ass things right now. Dude. I keep mine short.
Well, I do too, but
not
like
too short. If I'm gonna tell you what, can I interrupt you?
If I cut them too short, they start like they hurt because my nail beds are long.
My mom, when I was a kid, used to cut my nails too short, and then she would make me wash the dishes.
Yeah, if I cut mine too short, dude, like look at that. It's like at the tip of my finger, like that's where it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to look like there. But
See what I'm saying?
Those are multi-million-dollar hands, dude. After you retire, you can do whatever you want now.
Nah, dude. I cut them too short.
Can you make a note? Make sure that we insure the hands over there.
Wait, do you have your hands insured? You do?
100,000.
Are you joking? I can't tell.
Huh? Of course I'm. Yeah, of course I have my hands insured.
Just go. It's fine. Like, it's not too late. You can get them
insured.
You
should definitely get your hands insured.
Really?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
You can get your hands insured.
Yeah, what if you fucking,
I don't know if this is hypothetical.
What if you're walking down the stairs, take a bad step, boom, wrist is gone.
Career's over.
No, career's not over, but you could come back from it. But that whole year, you're out. How are you getting paid?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
No, I know. That's why
you gotta cover all your bases. You never know
about this. When did you insure your hands? How old were you?
I think I didn't do it too long ago. Probably like 3 years ago, maybe.
But if you're gonna get life insurance, make sure that it's in. Unless you're married, make sure that's in the name of your mom.
Wait, why?
Yeah, why?
You want your girl to go buy somebody a Lamborghini with your money after you're gone?
What the fuck?
Hell no.
Yeah.
What, you don't think like that? Huh? You don't think like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think about the future and what could possibly happen.
You can't get life insurance
without
thinking.
But that's morbid.
Yeah. So what? This is all you got to think. You got to think about all possibilities at all scenarios.
You do have to think about all possibilities.
You want that. Like, you hadn't thought about that, but now you think about it. Now you know.
All right. Now I'm writing my mom down for sure.
That's right.
You have your mom down?
No, I have my wife. Jude can go because it's both our money, so she can go and buy her new man whatever she wants with my money. But because he's got to know,
he's got to know. What if he doesn't know?
Well, someone's got to remind his ass.
Is that right?
Be like, yo, Hex got you that.
But yeah, you should definitely get your hands insured. It's not that expensive either.
I've never thought about these things, man.
Really?
I'm getting
Do you have a manager or like an agent or someone?
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean,
he does.
My brother helps me out with pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Yeah, it's just you don't want to say that out loud because all the vultures are going to be like,
yeah.
Nah. Don't
hit
me up.
Consult with Papa first before you sign
anything. Don't hit me up.
I'm good.
Don't talk to me.
Nah, I'm playing.
I'm here for business. Sometimes,
anything helps, you know what I'm saying?
It's, for me, it's easier to deal with the player directly. Anytime a fucking agent gets involved, I'm just like, I'm going to treat you like I would treat any other business person, and the player's not going to like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm just saying. I was just drinking my neck. All right, so we have Ilya's back. He just got in last night.
Hell
obviously,
yeah.
Like, speaking of somebody who didn't have his hands insured, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Ender. I mean, we hate to see a real-life example, especially one that hurts the team, but perfect example. Mm-hmm. Came out of nowhere, came on quick. He's good now, which is good, but imagine if he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Would not be good.
It would not be good.
But now that boy's
in retrospect, the company should have insured it. The company's going to insure your hands, trust and believe, and your hands, trust and believe.
I'm a little bit mad at Ender.
Why?
Go on.
Because I retire, and then that boy comes out and he goes like 40 and 23 with 2 minutes in Hill. I said, damn, Ender. The fuck? Against Toronto, too. That was impressive. People need to get off Ender's ass.
Like today.
Straight up.
Yeah, after that. I don't want to see anything else because that boy just was peace.
It's just humanity, man. You're only as good as your last successful run. As long as your last run. So you're only as good as what you've accomplished up until recently. Short from memory.
People's eyes.
People don't care about your past.
You mean your last game. You're only as successful as your last game. Sure. You have to have a short-term memory.
Yeah.
You got to win. You got to forget that shit.
Move on.
Yeah.
Word to Krim. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
He said he had a quick...
What's up? You were doing a little bit of a watch party on Krim's podcast.
Yeah,
and you were
people loved it.
Beef squashed. I love you, man. Remember when Killa said that? I love you, man.
Nah, people loved it. They actually did.
Yeah,
he's hilarious, huh? Like the way he
I had the 1.25 speed it because he was talking slow.
Dude, he talks about something, but then he does something else. Like he does a side quest in between. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He does a side quest?
Yeah.
Dude.
most of the time, that's
you got that from Brandon?
No, I got
that's
it from
the
TikTok.
New thing.
No, I forgot it from TikTok.
The Rizzler.
No, nah,
the side quest.
The Rizzler.
Yeah, Brandon.
Nah, it's a TikTok.
Brandon's
thing.
Been back
that?
On his bullshit.
You didn't know there was a TikTok thing?
Side quest.
Yeah.
The way I am like perceiving it is a side quest is.
It's like when you're doing.
Girl. Like it's a side quest. Like I'm trying to pick.
Wait,
up
is that actually
girl.
What it is?
I was thinking.
That's
like,
what. That's the way that the Twitch chat was saying it.
I was thinking like you know how like Snoop Dogg's like does all those commercials and stuff. Those are like side quests.
For
yeah.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Brandon went on a side quest the other day because he was talking to a female. It was a side quest for him.
Yeah. I mean, think you could word it like that. Yeah.
Okay. That's what the whole chat was saying. He was like, Brandon's on a side quest right now.
he was risen up.
He was, I didn't see what he did, but Brandon needs to fucking like chill with his horny ass.
No, he does not. First of all,
What
do we talk about on the way here?
He does not need to chill.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's just like we were talking about something, and I'm like, no, what's wrong with a young man trying to get you know a partner and a companion? There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, no, it should be the main quest. Your side quest is no, you can't even call your job a side quest. You know what I mean? Like that is the
that's the main mission.
That's the main quest.
Yeah, that's the main quest.
That's the main storyline.
Yeah,
the competing, but then the side quest is like.
Just like other shit.
Like, yo, I got a sponsored stream. I got a side quest.
Yeah.
Dude, the COD community is undefeated when it comes to like implementing like memes and shit. Oh, I love it.
I'll tell you what.
Side quest.
What I've learned from the chat from the watch parties is like, and I've been using ChatGPT a lot. And I say that sparingly. Maybe once a day just to keep myself on my toes. But any question that you have, the chat has an answer to, and not as just one person, it's like 13 people that know the answer to something.
But then how do you know who's right? They could all just be spewing.
You can get deceived.
Yeah, not me.
No,
I'm
come
not
on.
Talking Joe.
You're going to have to get up earlier. ChatGPT.
They play phase.
That was a good one.
They play phase today.
that boy
better be turned.
Bro, yeah. Check this out.
They got to be on point.
The ChatGPT AI passed the bar exam, okay? And it also passed like the medical exam. This is like insane.
You just lost me real quick. What is this?
So you're saying AIs are better than humans? Or like
100%.
Wait, so what is this?
It's already AI, artificial intelligence called ChatGPT.
It passed the bar?
I mean, dude, he's definitely smarter than my shit for sure. I mean, like,
yeah.
It's AI?
AI, artificial intelligence.
Did this thing like study the bar like
it scoured criteria? The internet, it scoured the entirety of the internet, text and video and audio instantly and
yo,
that's it. Didn't need to study it. Just
I would have used this in school for sure.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
if what? Is the robot like, yo, tell me the answers, bro. Like,
yeah, no, bro. People are saying that. Like, if I go,
this is AI, bro.
I know. Look, I have it open right now. Right?
If I say, yeah, a robot. I'm saying like, bro, if
right,
I had a robot right.
What if this thing never stops learning?
It won't.
And it builds a a body for itself.
How would that work?
Hell no.
It never stops learning.
That's true.
You know Slasher?
Yeah.
Robotic engineer?
I mean, he
what
does
if this
do
thing
that.
Wants to take up robotic engineering, starts and making learn. A leg for itself. Then it makes another leg.
Look.
And then
I
it
just,
makes two more legs. This
just,
thing's got four legs.
I just asked
a fucking
thing.
Dinosaur now?
I don't know. What,
listen, I just asked
you know what I'm saying?
To write a one paragraph bio on Anthony Shotzi Cuevas.
I'll read it. I'll read it to you.
Go ahead.
It's going to do it already?
It does it for you.
It does it?
I asked it.
Chat. Okay. Anthony Shotzi Cuevas is a professional Fortnite esports player. This thing is smoking dope.
Yeah. Hold on.
Streamer and content creator. He initially gained renown through his dedication to improving his gameplay, reaching the number one spot in the World Cup solos in 2019. Are you Booga?
You're Booga.
Holy
yo,
shit.
I'm Booga?
Yo, this guy's elite. Whoa, he's not done. His consistently high placings in it's tournaments around the globe have made him a household name in the world of Fortnite. This shit's faded.
No, it's not. This is ChatGPT, I think, 2.0. So you can imagine what it's going to look
crazy,
like. When it's, yeah, little
that
by little, it's going to continue to learn everything. And if its main command is to keep, like, don't harm humans, it can interpret that in so many different ways. And one of those ways could be like, okay, so I have to protect them at all costs. What can harm a human? Well,
another human.
Car crashes or another human. So what it's going to end up doing is through all these little cables, through all this computer.
It's like Jarvis. Seen the Avengers?
No, that's not Jarvis. It's like iRobot. Watch iRobot.
You seen Ultron?
What if it doesn't look at it like they have to harm anything? Like they're just not worried about it. Like they have no concern other than learning. Like that's their only mission is just learning.
They just want to learn.
Yeah.
We hope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then
that's just me thinking. I don't even know.
But then something happens. Someone harms a human. Now they got to harm humans. And then they get a taste for blood. And then
you just put water on it.
Movies happen. Terminator.
Put water on what?
Terminator.
Why?
Age of Ultron.
Oh, he's electric and he'll short circuit.
That would be crazy. I mean, Terminator.
It would be catastrophic.
You know that, like, you know that this is an electric device that you can. Wow. It goes underwater, right? And it still works.
Have you seen
yeah?
So how a robot's gonna be far more advanced than that?
Have you seen Elon kind of tweaking? He's like, if AI gets too smart, it could be the end of humanity.
He's been tweaking.
Elon knows, bro.
Yeah, Elon.
Nah, that guy's smart, dude.
Okay,
that
I was gonna say you drive his car.
He's smart.
Yeah, I drive his car. Wait, no, his car is nice.
Yeah. He's saying he's been pleading with people to slow down the development of AI. He says that the most concerning thing is AI.
Wait, like Elon, you think Elon's already like discovered?
Yeah, man.
No, bro, he's about to do
he knows things.
Neuralink. That's crazy. Are you familiar with Neuralink?
Yeah, kind of like the thing, like the.
No, what is it called? Am I saying it right? It is Neuralink, right?
Yeah.
Neuralink
where you can transfer consciousness?
It's a chip that gets implanted.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I saw that.
I ain't getting no chips implanted in me.
Bro, please transfer my brain into a PC ASAP. Really? I would be first signed up. Yeah, 100%.
On a PC?
Yeah. Download my consciousness into something that's going to allow me to live forever.
A PC?
Is that real?
How do you feel? How do you eat? How do you...
I won't need to feel or eat anything. All I have to do is think and enjoy and
watch.
But
then you're trapped in your brain.
I'm trapped in my brain already.
You're trapped in your brain and you can't do anything.
What do you mean? I can do everything.
Wait,
I can literally go to an ATM camera in the middle of Tokyo and experience Tokyo.
Well, have you seen that Black Mirror episode where like they see they scan their memory to like see like you seen that shit?
Yeah. They're like memories, right? Or like not memories. They have like the contact, right?
And
can go through and memories through the contact.
Insane.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Would you if you had the option right now, right? Let's say. Yeah. With certainty, you're only going to live to be 95 years old. With certainty, would you give up 5 of those years to live 2 years 100 years from now?
What the fuck?
Okay, I'll do it again.
I see what you're saying. But
so by the time, so you 100% got to live 95, okay? 95 years.
Okay, 95. Yeah.
When you get to 90, somebody says, hey, it's the year 2000. We can wake you up for 2 years because you're training in the 5 years for two. But you're going to live 1,000 years in the future.
1,000 or 100?
Fucking who cares?
Well, that's a big difference.
100 years in the future.
Mm. I'm taking that.
You're taking that?
Because what if in 100 years they have developed something that can keep you alive forever? And then you're like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm taking that then.
Yeah, well, no. I'm not. You wouldn't? Why not?
Well, that's my reasoning.
Because I don't want to mess with nature, bro. I feel like there's a plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to... fuck with the plan. You know
I'm on college wave. I'm going back to this.
I'm not trying to fuck with the plan
for me or for whatever.
But I will say this, that
as
respectable as that is, and as much as I agree with you, I'm nature first.
Yeah.
You're not the one. You may not have those feelings, but somebody else is fucking with nature.
Oh, for sure.
So at this point, it's just like, well, I'm not doing it. Might as well enjoy the ride.
You're not a little curious?
Every
100 years
day.
Is going to look like?
I mean,
what if there's flying cars and shit?
Oh, there's definitely gonna be flying cars for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up and be like,
you don't
want to
experience that for at least a little bit?
No, I'll experience it.
You're not fucking with nature, you're prolonging it.
Dude, there's gonna be flying cars, bro. I promise you, dude. I mean, you'll see me flying too. Like, you'll
I don't
see
know.
Me.
I mean, you I kind know. Of are fucking with nature, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're delaying it. You're saying, hold up. I'm living 100 years for 2 years.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But what if at the end of those two
I hear
years.
You, but.
What if at the end of those 2 years you pass away and then obviously your body energy goes on to the next, you know, energy and everybody's like, man, we've been waiting for you for 100 fucking years. We've been having a blast on this second place. You just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel you guys, but I wouldn't want to mess with like the natural order of things. You know what I'm saying?
That's when things go
but
wrong.
But people are though.
You know,
like in movies.
In movies, you start messing with nature.
No,
you never win.
No, yeah, but people are doing that though. So even though you don't want to, people are actively doing that. So it's like,
amen.
What do you do?
Well, there's yin and yang in the world.
Bars.
Yeah, there's always gonna be. There can no be light without the dark.
There can no be. There can no be.
Like, is that from Kanye? Right. The intro
know.
To his. I forget. I don't know who says it, but
oh yeah, some song or something.
Yeah, it's like the intro, and then whoa, and then, like the beat drops.
yeah. That shit goes hard.
It has been done. That's been said over a millennia right now. There's no, because it's true. Seth, what? Yeah. How much money would it take for you to sell the brand Skump? The reason I ask is because Justin Bieber has just sold his publishing rights. Every single one of his songs, every single one of his music, everything that he's ever created, he sold for $200 million. What that means is that he can no longer monetize his music. So Baby, 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 every time that that song appears on a movie, he won't get residual money off of that movie. Mm. How much would it take for you to give
up? Well, you got
to
think.
Boy, that's actually
you
crazy.
You got to think most of his plays that he was going to get, he's got. Like now they're just residuals to him. You know what I'm saying?
And he's 200 just million capitalizing
sounds,
on that.
200 mil sounds nice.
Yeah. But see, something important to take notice of right now. Companies, when they become a certain, when they get to a certain place, they don't think about revenues in 10 years or 20 years. They think about this company being a fucking 100-year-old company who has owned these platforms and these libraries that by then would have made the money back. That's crazy.
How much would I need for that?
Yeah. Like everything that you make on stream, everything that you make on sponsorship, everything that you make on salary, and you have to do everything that you do today.
Well, I'm a minimalist, and I think people know this. I don't need a lot. I would like comfort, though. I would like to know that I'll be good for life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
How much would say probably 20.
20 mil? Deal.
Deadass?
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding
me? Put that hand back out then. All right, let's talk.
Well, listen, there's nothing to talk about.
I want 25.
Want to win up to 25 times your money picking whether your favorite esports stars will hit more or less than their projected stat totals? You can with today's podcast sponsor, Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the most exciting way to experience your favorite esports titles, including CSGO, Valorant, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Rocket League, and Dota. Sign up with code OPTIC today and PrizePicks will match your first deposit up to $100. Again, that's code OPTIC for up to $100 in bonus money. PrizePicks is available in 30-plus states, including Texas, California, and Florida. Once again, sign up for PrizePicks today using code OPTIC for a $100 first deposit match.
Dude. Okay, now you're negotiating upwards with yourself? Yeah, you got to think about, like, in 100 years, whatever this thing becomes, what if they write, like, a story about you? What if they make cartoons of you and your cartoon becomes one of the most popular cartoons because of your pee-pee's, poo-poo's persona and people just enjoy it and they just becomes another Angry Birds?
How much would y'all need?
For what?
For what? For exactly that.
How much do you think you need to be set on life?
How about this, Shotzi? How much would it take?
How much would you need to be set on life? Well, that's all how you're living within your means.
Mm-hmm.
You could be living in a two-bedroom apartment, minimalist, and not really need a lot.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Here's the question for you specifically. You are 19, 20 years old? 21?
No, I'm 18.
No, for real.
No, I'm 21.
21. You're 21 years old. You have the entirety of your life ahead of time. If I said to you, Shotzi, how much would it take for you to give me the part of your brain that makes you Shotzi? The movement, the player. But it gets removed from you. It gets put into me. So you are no longer Shotzi. You're just Anthony Cuevas. And now I'm Hector Hexy Rodriguez. With your skill. How much would you give it up for?
Dude, I wouldn't.
I mean, bro, you want to be Shotzi? I mean, dude, you'd be.
I wouldn't.
Give up your skill?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's different.
Fuck that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you went from giving up publishing fuck rights that. To your skill.
Yeah, well.
It's like siphoning his life force.
Wait.
Not his life. Just the thing that makes you a great video game player. Your hand-eye coordination.
I mean, nah, I like being a good video game
player. Yeah, like, dude, that would completely throw his life just
so,
like.
So if I said to you, I'll give you $100 million
100%.
Today.
Oh, 100 mil? Yeah, take yeah. That. Yo, I'm out of here.
Okay, like, well, that's what I'm saying. How much would it take?
But you'll always suck at video games.
All right, it'll take like 50 mil for sure.
I wouldn't take that, though.
50 mil.
Okay, because you don't want to mess with the order of nature.
Well, that, also and also, like, bro, like, that's creativity. That shit's fun. Like, I feel like that's, like, what's fun.
That's interesting. You think in your brain interprets your abilities in-game as creative. I love that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Same way.
You think like you're oh, like thinking yeah. of like cool, the way to make it look cool or.
It's yeah. all yeah. it's all creative.
Love it. You feel that way too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love that.
To a certain extent.
I feel like what we do is creative, honestly.
I'm the same way. When it comes to business, it's all about creativity and how to make money. It's not about like what I know from a fucking book and following those rules. So that's interesting to me that you guys feel that your abilities is more of a creative thing than it is a skill thing. That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, creativity is a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, not the whole thing, part but of it. Yeah.
Like if you're thinking of like search strategy, you're
that
thinking
from
about
anyone.
Like
that's awesome. Breaks. Yeah. yeah.
Thinking about
have you said it before?
I would say, bro, look at Ant's gameplay. That shit's creative as hell.
Yeah,
that shit's creative.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of creativity because it's on the spot. Like, it's like split second creativity. Not like thinking about an idea, painting it. You're like,
No, like, you don't. You're not thinking about it. It's just in the moment. It's just like
you're in the moment.
Yeah.
I have a perfect example.
The flow of things.
Yeah,
you followed a recipe that required for you to have no skill in there. Right, to make the birria tacos.
I'd chop, I'd just slice.
Yeah, but again, you know, that's a minimal level of skill, right? Minimal hand-eye coordination. Now, if you would have said, the next time that I do this, I think that I am going to add this ingredient instead of this ingredient, and I'm going to eat it on a flour tortilla instead of a blah, 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 or a bread. Like, that's where the creative aspect of being a chef or a culinary master comes in.
I wanted to be a chef. Same. I mean, really? I've said this a lot. That's what I wanted to do. Like, that was my main career path if I wouldn't have, like, became godlike.
Really?
If I wouldn't have became like...
You want to be a chef?
You know.
What about you?
Nice.
I never thought about anything other than games, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You never had like a thought like, I want to do this if it doesn't pan out?
No.
You knew it was going to pan out?
No, I didn't know anything, bro. I was gaming when I was 8 years old.
Oh, I'm dead.
Thinking this is all I know. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it worked out. Like, this is all I know.
I mean,
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
So you never, so if you weren't doing this, there's no backup plan for you. I mean, obviously, now, that goes to say that obviously you can go out and do anything, right? Like in the back, like even coming in this morning, Seth and I drove down together and there was some construction workers on the side. I'm like, man, I think I could do that. Just that. I'm like, oh no, my back wouldn't be good. I'm like, but I would totally drive a truck. Like, I would totally be like a truck driver, like delivering donuts or bread in the morning, something like that. I swear to God. Yeah. Just me and the music or me and a podcast like that. Uh-huh. I think that'd be a garbage truck driver. That'd be fucking sick, personally.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Nah, I mean, I don't know. I would have thought something if it didn't work out, for sure. But, like,
right now you can't think of one?
There's nothing else I would want to do, bro. This is the
best. Yeah, me
this
either.
Best
but
shit.
What about you?
To me, this is the best shit. I love it.
Oh yeah, it's the best shit.
I do remember, like, the class was like, all right, like we're gonna go around every single student.
What grade?
This is like eighth, ninth grade, something
so
like that.
So you're like 9, 10.
Yeah, I was like a freshman, sophomore around there.
Okay, so you're like 13, 14.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, he was like, yeah, we're gonna go around every single student, and then you're gonna tell me like what you want your career to be. Everyone's saying like doctor, like all this stuff, and like I was like, dude, I want to say gamer, but like I ain't trying to be that guy. No one says gamer, so I was like, yeah, I'm trying to be a cop, but like, I would actually try to be a cop though, just because like I don't know, I feel like that'd be fun, just go in and like.
You think being a cop? No, I was gonna say something wild.
No, not like.
I was gonna say you think being a cop is way more fun than being a villain, a criminal.
Ah, hell,
the hell.
I'm sorry.
No, I probably want to be a cop. Like if gaming actually like if dude if I just like. I wasn't a gamer, I'd probably want to be a cop.
Yeah, that's good.
Respectable.
Yeah. Respectable, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to be a chef.
Order and serve.
I would want to be a chef also.
Yeah. Be, chef, dude, chef that is fun. A skill.
Chef would be dope, I will say.
There's like three pillars of life that you just love. You know? I mean, I'm not going to name them off.
Okay. I was getting ready.
But you know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Food is one of them.
Wait, what are the... I got to know the other two at this point.
You can answer.
What?
You can answer. Food?
Sex?
I don't know the third one.
Who cares?
Right? I don't know the third one.
Yeah, you guys are hilarious.
I mean, you need those. What's last?
The last would probably be water.
You even got a third pillar, right?
That's food.
Yeah.
Y'all don't even got a third pillar, bro.
What is the third pillar?
Yeah, what is it?
Friendship? Social interaction?
Yeah, I guess.
Connecting.
Friendship's good. Connecting. That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. That's actually, that's very insightful.
I'm trying to think of like other ones.
No, nothing else matters.
Passion for work.
So no. So the three pillars are food. I guess love falls under. So we should have said love instead of sex. But, right? Love. We meant love. Right? So food, love. Right? Love.
And this is why I don't want to get
the third pillar. Like,
nah, definitely love, bro. It's definitely love, dude.
Love.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Food's one of them.
Oh no, 100%. I mean, bro, without food, like we're starved.
If you can
my third. Weed. You know what I mean?
You can make your own food in an insane way at any point. You could just take ingredients from a pantry and be like, I'm gonna whip this shit up.
Yeah.
That
skill is insane.
I can't do that.
Everybody would love you. Mm-hmm. It's like, coming over. What are you gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna make some. All right, I'm coming. 100%. Mm.
Your mental health starts in your gut.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's why
if
I'm
your
so
gut's
mentally
happy,
strong?
You're more happy. Obviously,
I actually knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, like, if you're eating good, if you're eating like shit, you're going to feel like shit. No, if you're eating good foods, like exercising, you're going to feel great. Mm-hmm. What can you do as a chef? Make good foods taste better.
Mm. Seth,
and you're not relying on someone else to make you food.
Seth, can I ask you a question?
But you need to eat 3 times, 4 times a day. What?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm actually, this is the first time I'm reading this.
What?
Skump could have gone to the Super Bowl for free.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. So, yeah. So, Bill Kenny, my manager, Bill Kenny,
shout out Bill Kenny. Hey.
So he had a deal for me that I could
just for you, not for me too.
I don't think so.
Okay. Bill.
He talked about it. Maybe, I don't know, but could have gone to the Super Bowl
with Oakley.
No, I can't say who it was with, but I could have gone to the Super Bowl, but I was a CDL player and the Super Bowl falls, I think, on a weekend where the CDL is being played.
Mm.
So he didn't, there was an offer. But I couldn't take it, obviously, because I was a CDL player. Because I couldn't.
Bill Kenny, zoom in on this.
But I was like a week late. If I would have retired a week earlier, I would have been able to go. So if the Birds go to the Super Bowl, I'm gonna be a little bit upset.
Mm. Zoom in on me, Bill Kenny. You're fired.
Well, no, he had no idea. How would he have known?
He could have said, "Hex, do you want to go to the Super Bowl?"
Yeah,
been like,
that's true.
I would have like, yeah, but only if I can get an extra ticket so that I can take Skump.
Mm.
Scumper jumper.
But that would have
been lit.
Right?
Wait, you would have been cool in a commercial or just like gone to the Super Bowl?
I don't know exactly what it was, but going to the Super Bowl was like part of it.
That's crazy.
And the Birds are going to the Bowl. They're going to beat the Niners. They play Sunday.
Brock Purdy's 11-0, right? 12-0 or something like that?
They've won.
That's insane.
I think they've
won
11
straight.
As a
third-string quarterback,
who else is
insane
in it with the Eagles?
The Niners, 49ers.
Is that it?
Well, then there's the AFC, which is the Bengals and the Chiefs. So there's two semifinals this weekend.
The Chiefs? Who's their quarterback?
Mahomes.
He's good, right?
Patrick
He's
Mahomes, nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, but he
both like, quarterbacks in the AFC
I mean,
are
I'm sure they're all good.
He might be
like,
hurt, though. He might be hurt.
Yeah, I don't know if he's 100%. But yeah, this is Sunday. We got the Birds versus the Niners at 2 p.m. Right when the matches start, the Birds and the Niners start. And then we have Chiefs-Bengals 5:30, and that's to go to the Super Bowl.
And you know for a fact we're going to be watching that on the iPad.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. I think I lost my iPad here. I'm being honest.
I think I stole it, actually.
Did you? Do you have it?
No, fucking around.
Dude, I'm so hyped for Sunday. You guys are probably hyped for different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hyped for the Birds. And we get to watch y'all play FaZe.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the matches. You guys got Vegas. You guys got FaZe this weekend. I think y'all are going to beat Vegas. Easy. Not easy, but I think y'all got them. They're good at search, though.
They're good at search.
They're 14 to 15 of their last searches.
They're actually like, when you're watching their search, you're actually like, oh, damn. Like, they
like
actually.
Like, Teej runs it down.
Yeah, well, T's running it down. That boy Byron is, you know, riding down the strats. Clay's doing some nerd shit, like as always.
They're good at search.
That boy Donnie is just, I don't know, he's just piecing.
I think y'all got them, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then FaZe, that one's going to be a hard match. It's FaZe.
Yeah. That'll definitely be a
but
grueler.
Kyler,
but it's going to be fun, though.
I'm not saying
yo,
anything.
What's the deal with, like,
I'm not going to say anything.
At what point, no, what, you want to put some prep?
He's a boogeyman.
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you something. At what point,
I don't know what Kyler's
what
doing
point,
out there, but.
At what point did the league, as soon as Seth retires, like everybody's allowed to snake?
What? That's been a thing.
Everyone's been snaking.
Yeah, been snaking.
Dude, it's insane. Yeah.
It's been like, a thing since like.
No, but I feel like this game is insane though, dude. Like it's like the worst it's ever been. I mean, I didn't play
IW.
IW
is bad.
Yeah, I didn't play an IW, so I wouldn't like.
I feel like right now it's definitely like.
It's like, dude.
It's practiced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like everyone.
It's not like everyone knew how to snake, but now it's practice.
Wait, that's the best way to put it.
Because now it's not frowned upon.
Well, I feel like back then, like. In scrims, no one really did like that. I mean, you would see it like occasionally, but like
now it's like
now it's thing, like, bro, if you're not practicing it, you're actually like
So let me ask you this. So before in the past, people were just like, obviously, snaking, but now they're actively going out of their way to practice and perfecting the art of snaking.
Yeah. They're trying to get their form down. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, dude, I mean, I snake, but, like, dude, I don't do it. I mean, I was snaking.
Were you?
Oh, fuck yeah, I was snaking. You have to. If you're not snaking, you're not trying at this point.
I can see the YouTube title now. Skump exposes himself.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Everyone's doing it. Why would I put myself at a competitive disadvantage just because I have morals? Oh, like, this, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's snaking? I'm snaking.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, it's snake or, it's a snake or be snaked world. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It always has been, Seth.
It hasn't always been. Because it was heavily frowned upon, like, before this year, like, it was like, if you're snaking, like, I'm calling you a fucking loser.
You'd hope it gets patched, though, honestly.
Yeah, it comes down to the developers.
Can it get patched?
Yeah. World War II, they patched it in the beginning, like, within, like, a month.
Well, they could just put a prone delay. Yeah. Like, they could put a prone delay.
They could add a prone delay. The only thing that's
like, if you're going down,
that,
you, like, when you come back up, it's slower. So, like, and you, it, like, keeps getting like, slower. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing that stinks about that is you can't drop shot.
How about you just make it a little bit taller?
Yeah, I like the drop shot.
What if you just make it taller? The head glitch. So that you don't have a head glitch. How about they just remove head glitches altogether?
I mean, bro, they could just fucking delete, like, some of the head glitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the diner, for example, like, just put it, like, lower.
Nah, it would mess up the whole game.
And
imagine if all diner had small little like,
and a prone delay wouldn't. The prone delay would be the one that fucks up the game even more, because it's the prone delay applies to every single time that you drop shot.
Mm.
Well, no, because you only do it once. After the first time, it's normal speed. The second time, it's like 80% speed. Third time, it's like, okay, buddy, now you're fucking snaking. Now you get up slower and you don't have as much of a camera.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I do know what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, now, yeah.
But yeah, snaking's whack. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not frowned upon now. Like, the community will always frown upon it. Like, people watching, they're always going to be like, oh, he's snaking. I feel like not even the community has even been, like, that weird about it. I'm not going to lie.
What?
Like, people will be like, he's snaking, but, like...
It's so normal.
Yeah, it's so normal now.
I've been saying it for the longest time. The only people that complain about the way that the game is played is professional players. Professional players are the only ones that say... Ban the sniper. The smokes are broken. No, the fans don't give a shit.
If you got snake back then, the fans were like,
no.
Like MC, like for instance, like MC, people hated MC because he would snake all the time. They'd be like, oh, MC's a snake. He's snaking again.
Yeah.
Like people definitely cared about it like a couple years ago. Now it's just like heavily practiced. Everyone's doing it.
What do you call it when you see through, when you aim down a wall to see if you get sticky aim?
Like a blur glitch or like
People do that and they weren't mad at
that. Ant's got a couple of those.
Yeah,
he just hasn't shown them yet.
There's a lot of those.
I don't know if Ant has them or Escalera's got them.
Yeah, keep it on the download though.
We gotta cut that.
Don't tell no one.
I can't expose the shooters.
There's like some guys that actually like posted YouTube videos of like literally all the spots. So most of the spots. I mean, I still have spots, but like. Dude, it's insane. Like, cause like back then in Vanguard and like Cold War and MW, no one really did that. But like in this game, dude, it's insane.
What's the website?
Like that everyone you knows talk about? Now.
MapMonkeys.com.
What's that?
Is it still a thing?
Nah. MapMonkeys.com used to be a place in which you uploaded all the glitches that you found, all the escalator glitches, all the all the invisible walls, like above walls.
Mm.
My brother specifically used to just spend the whole time playing Call of Duty 2 just finding these fucking spots and uploading those videos to there.
Mm.
It was sick.
Oh.
It was really good.
That's interesting.
You know, exploitation of the game and its mechanics or broken mechanics has always been a thing as far back as you can remember.
Mm.
So every single time that there is a glitch, like snaking, like camera-ing, like the sticky aim through walls, you know, only pro players are the ones that make a big deal out of it. Us, the spectators, the normals.
You just love it?
That is true. Like, I feel like if you love video games, like glitches and shit are like, a crucial part of like the enjoyment part of it, at least like that's how I look at it.
Yeah, everyone looks at it different because people think it's cheesy and then there's us the competition that, like, I
think it comes from the competition standpoint that like frustrates pros.
Oh yeah. Sure. I mean,
because it's just like
you get shot through a wall or some shit, like you're raging. Exactly. You can't even see him
at that level too, right? Like that's the
are you there's so many spots that Ant showed me, like if you die from there you're raging.
Yeah,
like just straight up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wait, do you see that one, Seth? The Kai sent up banned on Twitch after eating edibles and passing out on stream.
Yeah, I saw that. And
well, you actually saw it?
Well, no, I saw it on Twitter and I don't. How many edibles did he eat?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How many? Like, how many did he take? As a person who doesn't do edibles,
it's ever, a smart. I don't want to say anything, but it's a smart. It's a smart PR or like not PR, but like.
Like it's a smart stunt.
It's a smart stunt. You eat edibles, you pass out on stream. Everyone talks about it. It's smart. I don't.
The way he falls asleep, like this, that's fake. That's fake.
Dude, I can't even imagine.
I've been blacked out drunk before. I never fall that gracefully.
I've never done an edible, so like, I wouldn't know what that feels like.
I don't know.
Have you ever taken like, like a sleeping pill or anything? Like NyQuil?
Yeah, melatonin. Yeah.
Melatonin. All right, so now, you know how you get a little drowsy?
Dude, yes.
Now intensify that times like 1,000, and that's But that's what I'm saying. Like you don't fall gracefully. Like,
dude, yeah, he went. I don't know, bro. I don't know, because I haven't ate an edible in a long time, but I to pass out, I don't know. Like he said, less than 5 milligrams too. That's not a lot, right?
I don't know. Milligram.
But I will say that's hella smart because everyone talked about it. Look at us, we're talking about it.
Wait. You could actually get banned for doing something like that, though.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like nobody knows whether or not. Like how can one? He's in LA where it's legal.
Yeah. It's
two.
Legal.
People get drunk on there all the time and they pass out all the time. See Nick Maniac Kirshner on his birthday, 60-50, 2014. Okay. Three. You can't say that he was that 100 milligrams. Holy fuck.
Oh my God.
Okay, never mind. That's a lot.
Pass this out on live stream after eating. Let me see. Scroll down. Scroll down, Joe. What are you doing, Joe? Let me see that. What is that? That looks good. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you tell? How can somebody prove that there is THC in that? How can anyone prove that there's CBD in that? How can anyone prove
that's a lot
that
though, right?
It isn't 100? Just sugar? I mean, yeah.
Also, okay, then that's more believable.
Dude, 100 is insane. I feel like no.
He was high for like 5. He's still high.
I don't know.
When did this happen? When did this happen?
Like 3 days ago, probably.
2 days ago? Yeah. He's still feeling it.
You think so?
Yeah, man. It's like taking a tablespoon of RSO or something.
What's RSO?
I don't know what that is.
Yo, if he's still feeling this shit after 3 days, bro, like I feel bad, dude.
The thing, is Delta 9. Hold on. Shall we talk about our options? So you guys choose first option. We got Nerd Roast.
He's got options.
This is Delta 9. I don't know what it means. Delta 9 is one of the, never mind. We got chocolate bars. Now I'm fucking scared of this shit. I'm literally scared. See, that's the thing, though, but you don't know. Just because he's saying that it is, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do agree, and I do feel that the little candy-looking cannabis products should not look like candy, ever.
Dude, I also don't eat edibles, so I can't even, like, relate.
You
so
never ate one edible?
I have in my life, yeah, but I haven't had one in probably, like, I would say a day. I haven't had one in a really long time.
Never?
I've never had an edible. Ever. I've done shrooms and I've smoked, obviously, but an edible, I don't know why there's an apprehension in me that says that's not for you, kid.
Yeah, I don't like to smoke either. So it's like edibles are like taking a shot, whereas smoking is like having a beer. Because edibles, you don't know how much you're drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of the same thing. If you eat an edible, you don't know how it's going to hit until it hits. And then sometimes you just take too much of it. It's like when you take shots. Like, it doesn't hit instantly. It takes a little bit to kick in. And if Creepers. You take too many shots, it
be,
catches
be,
up. Then
you
get
like,
sick.
Oh, this ain't doing shit. And all of a sudden,
yeah. So, I don't know.
I love you, man.
That was good.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to really think about it.
So, one, I would like, my appeal to that would be like, I was kidding. I was putting on a show for people, fucking turn my shit back on. You'd be like, no, you said they were edibles. Yeah, it's part of the show. I also say that I'm the best sniper that ever lived.
But
you know what I mean?
When you get banned on Twitch, it always helps your channel.
But what sort of help does he need?
He doesn't, but
he doesn't need
it's going to help more. He's going to come back. People are going to be like, they're going to love it. You get banned on Twitch, always helps. I've never seen someone get banned on Twitch and not have hella viewers when they come back.
Yeah. That's true.
Because people are like, they have like this hate thing out for Twitch, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, fight the power.
Yeah, they actually do.
So they all come back, they're like, yeah, he's back, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's smart as hell. Again.
I don't think he, I mean, again, I have no opinion on it, actually. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
If it was planned, it was smart. If it wasn't planned, I hope he's feeling better. Let's just go with that.
The other thing is, like, why would he lie, though? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do I believe that they were real edibles? Yes. But could his appeal be like they weren't? And them be like, yeah, you know what? There's no way for me to prove this thing. So turn on your stream. Make us more money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Let's hit another topic before we get off this beautiful podcast and start setting up. We have the live stream today.
Yes.
You guys don't have any matches today, but you guys are warming teams up. Is that
warming
right?
Warming teams up, and then I'm going to hit the lab with my boy Kyler.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
We cooking up, man.
Okay.
Cooking up.
Basically, just going to prime match, just figure out this nerd stuff, nade spots, snipe spots, glitches, ooh, blur spots.
All that hell yeah.
All the good
look
shit.
Look how hype you guys are to go do that. Do you miss it?
That stuff?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I like playing. They see that stuff. That's them, bro.
Who was it that brought up that maybe you Crimp, Formal, and somebody else should run challengers?
Challengers, yeah.
Who was that?
Wait, would you,
just was everybody that? Wants to see it.
Wait, did they you say you were down? Because someone said you were down.
No, he just retired.
Yeah, I just retired. You think I want to go play challengers?
where the players are actually good.
Yo, that's fucked.
The hell, I feel like I'd be a problem down there.
Huh?
That'd be a problem in challenges.
From what Jordan used to say back in the day, general, definitely. Is that it's the, what were we used to call it?
The pit.
The pit.
The pit.
Yeah, it's the passion pit.
The passion pit.
Minnesota Rocker Academy won the elite last night. Congrats. Pander, a dad, killing it.
Now that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He was frying too. He's doing, yeah. he's been frying. All right, shout out to
awesome
Casey, man.
Considering like how long he's been playing too, like.
He's still grinding.
He's still got
you know?
It, really.
How long he's been
the dream's
for?
Still alive.
Dude, I was playing against him when I was an AM in Ghost.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's heavily known as Octane's best friend. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a cool kid. And
pretty sure.
I guess he's a cool man now. He's got a kid. You can't call someone a kid when they got a kid, can you?
No, you cannot.
That's a man now. He's still man. Frying. He's chilled.
The boy has no choice but to become a man at that point.
Yeah. But yeah.
How far away are you from becoming a man? Have you guys been talking about having babies yet?
No.
No?
No.
Is
not soon? Like, you don't think?
I just retired.
You've been with your girl for a long time.
Yeah. I'd say like 28, 29, 30, like around there.
I said 29, and I had my first at 29.
I'd probably say like 30, 31.
But I will say, 30. If I could do it all over again, and if you could afford it, right? Never bring into a baby. If you can't afford to pay for yourself or rent, don't have any babies. Okay? You can control it. Do the countdown. You know what I mean? The other thing is, if I could do it all over again, I think that I would have had if I could have Olivia, the exact same person, before that, I think I would have had mine like at 25 or something.
25?
Yeah.
When did you have
29?
Her?
29. Yeah. I'm 43. She's 13.
Well, I want a couple years of like heavily doing content to see like how it is and like, you know, just experience it before I do. Because once you have a kid, I mean. You don't know what the schedule is going to look like. You know what I'm saying?
What year were you born?
That's a whole responsibility.
01.
01? 2001. I was 21. Yeah, I could be your dad. I could have been your dad. Yeah, 21. How old are you?
23.
23? Yeah. I think 1997? Damn, that's crazy. I'm old enough to be your dad. Like, I never thought that I'd get to a place where I'm this old.
And still this cool.
And fresh.
And talented.
And talented.
The nuke.
The nuke. Listen, last night we were streaming, and when we're streaming, you know, I like to be a little bit more show offy than usual. And I died because I got triple teamed by stream snipers.
Of course.
Had I known where those if the stream snipers didn't know my location, I would have fucked them up, those little ass kids. But I was down, and I'm like, Shotzi, instead of saying buy me back, I said, yo, buy the most deadly weapon on the map right now. Me, the nuke.
The nuke.
Okay.
And I bought him back, and then he died with that.
He's called right Hook the Nuke.
Oh, you're called Hook the Nuke.
But no, there could be two.
He's
nukes.
Stealing your thunder, Kyler.
No. I was pretending to be Kyler.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not the nuke.
It's all good.
I'm the 43-year-old phenom.
We can share.
No, 43-year-old phenom. I'm the phenom.
I wonder what the chance going to be for Kyler.
It's going to be Hook.
That's what I think it should be.
They got Bruce, though.
Yeah, they got Bruce. Well, I think Hitch had a good one.
We're going to have like a combination, bro.
Hitch
Bruce
had a good one.
Bruce Hook.
What's up?
Hook, hook, hook. I was like, hook, 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 hook,
yeah.
Hey, I fuck with that too, man.
I think it's whatever it is.
I'm excited for you to experience the green wall for the first time.
Yeah, it is something that when you get up there
and they're saying hi to you, enjoy that moment.
Absolutely.
Have we even talked about these, bro? These super hot fire.
There's nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Just know that just at know any that moment. And don't get mad when they sell out, okay? People were mad that the tickets did our tickets sell out completely?
Yeah. I'm gonna wear this on stream all day. This shit is crazy.
That this is shit fire. Is hard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, shout out my man Almonds. Always coming up with the fire designs with my help,
the
obviously.
His name is Alan, yeah?
It's Alan.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have him on today.
Everyone's gonna have
You know that's my middle name? That might be me.
Yeah?
That's your middle name?
Yeah.
Alan?
Damn, that's crazy.
Well,
boy,
that's crazy. Let me see. That's actually pretty good. If you go to like it's actually Alien, Optic Alien.
Oh, okay.
But because the L is lowercase and the I is capitalized, it looks like Alan. So he became Alan. Anyway,
Okay, that makes sense.
Optic shit that we came up with a long, long time ago. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys would, please share this podcast. Please leave a like. Please leave a comment in the description. Maybe we can answer one of your questions in the future episode. Thank you to the sponsor for sponsoring the podcast, PrizePicks. Shout out to them. And we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Peace.
Later.
Peace.